The other issue is whether or not delayed endocrine therapy should be initiated. Sometimes you'll have a woman who, for whatever reason, declined tamoxifen, you know, scared of it. What if this was like 10 years ago, whatever. You see a lady like that who's now 5 years past diagnosis, for example. She's doing fine, normal mammogram, et cetera, but maybe had a moderately high-risk tumor, bigger node negative tumor, et cetera. Would you consider starting endocrine therapy just 5 years later?
Absolutely. All the evidence that we have is it doesn't matter when you start the tamoxifen or when you start the AI, you still get benefits. There are two studies. There's a randomized study of patients who didn't have tamoxifen for a period who were randomized to either receive tamoxifen or placebo, and they did better on tamoxifen. And of course, we have the data from the MA17 where the patients who were off, who were originally randomized to placebo and then later started on letrozole. So,
now, those people had gotten 5 years of tamoxifen, though.
Yeah, they had. But it still fits in with the idea that even if you have a gap off treatment, when you institute the treatment, it's still beneficial.
But I mean, that's critical because the scenario I painted, woman's never had endocrine therapy. But then the other scenario is what you just talked about, which is much, much more common, obviously, that the woman got 5 years of tamoxifen. Maybe she has been off the tamoxifen for 5 years. Again, somebody like that, how do you calculate what their residual risk of recurrence is? And how do you decide whether to start an AI?
You look at the factors that are associated with recurrence beyond 5 years tamoxifen. For instance, if she was grade 1 node negative, I wouldn't start her on anything because their rates of local recurrence are low over a long period of time. Having said that, those women are at risk for about 25, 30 years. So the grade 1 node negatives don't recur very often, but they recur at a small rate for a very, very long time. If she was grade 2, we found that grade 2, after 5 years, their recurrences were similar to grade 3s. The reason is grade 3s tend to recur early. They have a little peak early on, and then their rates of recurrence come down to similar to those of grade 2s, but they carry on. So the grade 2 and grade 3 still have pretty much the same rates of recurrence after 5 years. So if she's grade 2, I'd consider giving it something. And obviously, node positivity. Women who are multiple node positive still have a higher rate of local recurrence after 5 years than those who are node negative. So you take into account these factors. But the reality is that most women, other than those who are grade 1 node negative, benefit from prolonged treatment. The other thing is duration of treatment.
Right.
5 years is almost certainly not enough. I think that's one of the big lessons from MA17 is that breast cancer is a chronic disease. It needs chronic care in terms of follow-up, and it needs chronic treatment. So I think we're going to be looking, you know, even if you switch women after 2 or 3 years tamoxifen to an AI, you're probably going to need to give them 5 years of an AI.
And of course, there are trials now getting ramped up to look at that. The NSABP is looking at 5 years of an AI versus another 5 years, but we don't have those answers right now. So what are you doing in your own practice? When you have a woman who's, for example, she started on an AI, now it's 5 years. She's not going to go into a study. You're going to continue or stop?
At the moment, we're stopping. But it's interesting that the women who are on, who are switching after 2 to 3 years, we are giving, we're really seriously considering giving 5 years of an AI to these women. So we aren't really joined up, I think. We still haven't sorted out what to do with these women who are on 5 years of an AI. The thing is, there's just no data in that area at the moment.
Now, the reason you're stopping, how much of that is related to economics and regulations and how much is clinical?
A lot of it in our countries is related to what we can do within the product license.
So the patient says to you, okay, listen, I can afford this, et cetera. What do you do? The patient had a node-positive tumor. She's now at 5 years. You're going to continue or stop?
Even within our health service, if a patient says, look, you know, I feel so much safer on the AI, please would you continue me? That would be an indication for continuing. So you're okay providing that there's some indication. What I can't do, I can't say I'm going to continue you. The patient can instruct me, if you like.